Welcome to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We feature the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Healthy Habit Radio. Thank you for joining us here today on this beautiful Saturday morning. If you're new to the program here or a new time listener, we're here every Saturday, folks, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., unless there's a sports event being covered. But on the normal routine, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 1100 KFNX, the pulse of Arizona. I am your co-host, Dr. Dayan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm your other co-host, Dr. Aaron.
And we are the physicians here at Healthy Habit Medical Center. We've opened our practice 2 years ago, July. So we just had our 2 year a few months ago, and we're located right inside Healthy Habit Health Food Store here at 6029 North 7th Street. If you haven't been here before, 6029 North 7th Street. Folks, did you know that the holidays are approaching? I'm sure you knew that one. You're looking for some stocking stuffers. Well, look no further than Rick's Lotion, folks, a holiday gift filled with herbs and botanicals, aloe vera, witch hazel, comfrey, hemp seed oil, shea butter, and even vitamins A, E, and B5. It's a great natural sports lotion as well. Rick's is excellent for these dry winter months as a moisturizer, as well as for skin and achy joints. Rick's Lotion, 20% off, only at Healthy Habit. Right now, the two-pack special is on again for this holiday season on both the original and the three brand-new variations, and that is rixxlotion.com, Rick's Lotion, for an active, healthy, beautiful life. Dr. Aaron, here for this first hour, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins of North American Urban Spice out of Illinois, the director of business flow there at North American. Welcome back, Stephen, to Healthy Habit Radio.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, and congratulations on your anniversary for your practice.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And what's been going on your end, Stephen?
Oh, quite a bit. I feel like a marathon runner sometimes, just trying to catch my breath, running and gunning.
Yeah.
But no, it's going very good, very well. We're seeing some wacky, wild weather. We're seeing some crazy headlines on the news. And yet we're still maintaining and thriving out here. We're doing really well, by the way, with our oregano gummies. I should say oregano and black seed gummies that we now have out for adults. That's the oregaos. And then also for the children, which is the yummy gummy cherry bears.
Yeah.
And we're having a lot of fun with that because it tastes good and it gives you a good dose of immune support. So that alongside your oregano rest, your oregano oil, that's the message we're putting out to the airwaves right now. Make sure everybody stocks up on their immune system. So that's first and foremost. But I know we wanted to talk today about some of the formulas that are kind of lesser known, lesser understood, and also kind of help people to understand that today.
Yeah, and for people, we always have new listeners, Stephen, that are tuning in. For someone that's new here today, that's hearing you for the first time, I wanted to inform everyone, we have guests on that represent different companies, and we discuss different products, what's new and upcoming at different companies, and things of that nature, what's going on at each company, and what people should keep an eye on here that we sell at Healthy Habit Health Foods. What's going to be separating North American Urban Spice from different supplement companies out there, Stephen, that you can find at different stores, Sprouts, Whole Foods? Tell us what stands out when it comes to North American and that led for you to want to be part of that company.
Well, that's my favorite question to answer, and I appreciate you asking it right at the beginning. And and so right now it's interesting. I've been with the company for about 5 years, and I have a few new hires. So I actually take care of the orientation and some of the product education whenever we hire new employees. And so I'm working with three all at once right now, and they're starting to understand the supplement company. So our biggest appeal is quality. You know, Miss Judy Gray, our owner, when she started the company in her basement 30 years ago, it was because there was a need that she found in the industry, in the marketplace for quality. You know, so we don't do anything synthetically. Everything we do comes from the earth. If we can find it in the wild, remote areas, we're going to use that. So we're going to use wild berries, wild greens, wild spices, wild oregano. Before we do anything else, even farmed, commercially farmed, we're going to, even organic, we found that wild, if you can get it out there where there is no civilization, there is no pollution, there's no heavy metals, there's no pesticides, that's where we go. So we have a commitment to quality. We have since day one. And when it comes to the ingredients that we put in all 280-plus products across 20 different categories, we never allow an ingredient that doesn't have a benefit to someone's health. And that goes for preservatives of any kind. It's always going to be natural. We use spice oils for that. So every single ingredient, that's our guarantee and commitment to everyone. It has a benefit for the body, and that is the standard that we adhere to here.
Mm-hmm. And how involved is Miss Judy these days? Is she still the owner? Like, how is she working into this?
Miss Judy is still heavily involved. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't dream of retiring. Mm-hmm. She wants to work until the very end, and she always says that she goes back a year. Every year. She's up there. She's in her mid-70s, and yet she is still president, CEO. She's here. She's involved. She's in meetings. She helps us plan and strategize and make sure that we adhere to the culture that we started with from the very beginning. So she's very involved.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that background, Stephen. Let's dive in now and talk about the topic at hand here. You said some new gummies are coming out for children. It's always good to have an alternative for children because what I've heard from many different parents is that it can be hard to get children to take supplements.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, you know, up until now, and I've got this going on in my own family, you know, so kids can be very picky and not want to eat their greens. And so they're not getting their vitamins and things like they should.
Right.
And then parents feel like they have to capitulate and go find some kind of gummy, you know, to trick them, to give them some vitamins and some, and my grandmother does this with my cousin. And I noticed what I was looking at, what she was giving him, that they're actually just the synthetic vitamins, which are hard to absorb in the body, and a lot of sugar and other questionable ingredients that I thought, man, we could do better than that. You know, what if North American had a gummy? And so we've been planning this, and believe it or not, it's taken almost 2 years to actually make this happen behind the scenes because no one had ever made a gummy the way we're doing it. So we don't use any gelatin. We just use a natural pectin. We don't even use natural flavors. We don't use cane sugar, tapioca syrup. You know, a lot of other companies are going there. We wanted to keep it to our standards with the ingredients. So we chose to use we chose to use coconut blossom nectar, which has natural amino acids and is actually not unhealthy as a sweetener. And then also we added the yacon syrup, which I know we've talked about on this program before. It's a Peruvian potato looking thing from the Andes Mountains in Peru. And you can actually make a syrup out of that. And it's amazing because it supports different organs in the body, like the liver. And it helps with the probiotics, and it has fiber, and it doesn't boost the glycemic index. It doesn't spike the blood sugar. So this is great news for people who struggle with that as well, and for children. And so we added the black seed and oregano. Every two gummies, that's the serving amount, has three drops of the oregano P73, wild oregano for immune support, as well as black seed. So that oregano, black seed, you know, we love that combination, that 1-2 punch for immune, and it tastes good as well. We've got a grape Concord juice, real grape juice for the adults, and we've got an organic red tart cherry juice for children. So be on the lookout for that. It's great stocking stuffers, and you can still trick your kids into get something, having something that they like. I know a lot of my nephews and nieces are trying it. They're enjoying it, and so it's kid approved. And then you don't have to worry about any kind of extra sugar boost or any kind of synthetics that are hard to absorb. And we got more on the way. So we're just excited to see it do very well and hopefully lead people to the oregano oil ultimately and some of the other more powerful products we have in the lineup.
And give us the name of that product one more time there, Stephen, for people writing this down.
Okay, so for the adults out there, it's called Orega-O's.
Okay.
And then also for the children, it's under the name Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears.
Mm-hmm. I think these are really great additions because, you know, before we had gummies like this, you're so right. People, you know, if they had a lot of sugar in the gummies, they were less likely, you know, to want to eat them. And then also right now, you know, people take a lot of capsules. So it's kind of nice to be able to have a different delivery system, just because a lot of people are, they're just kind of tired of taking capsules. Have you seen that too,
Stephen?
True. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what, that's another thing that when we did our market research, we're kind of realizing a shift that's happening, where people are looking at edibles, more than ever, you know, and you're right. There's a burnout effect going on with capsules. So the liquids and the, different edibles and the syrups and, you know, the honeys and different liquid tinctures, these are on the rise as people, are looking for that more. And then of course the absorption factor is a lot of times even better as an added bonus. Mm-hmm. Doing it that way.
Right. What better way to get your kids introduced for all the parents that are listening? For all transparency, I don't have any children yet at this point in my life. The clinic is my child right now, medical center. But for all the parents listening, what better way to get your child introduced to herbal medicine and things like wild oregano, P73, extra virgin black seed oil, than something like this brand new product, the Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears? Really cool name, by the way. Again, non-GMO, soy-free, no refined sugar that's added. What's going to be differentiating something like black seed oil, Stephen, and these high PUFA vegetable oils like canola and soybean oil? How is black seed different?
Well, it's totally different. One actually nourishes you and enriches your health, and then the other one destroys it.
There you go.
that's kind of the bottom line. You know, the polyunsaturated fat, you know, kind of oils that are out there, which, you know, you think about it, you don't, it's only like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of oil you might put with your cooking, with your meal, but in a whole year, you could be consuming pounds of that, and it causes inflammation, DNA damage, neurotoxicity, hormone disruption, basically all the things that we can check off the list that we don't want to do to ourselves. And so, yeah, we gotta stay away from those oils. But, you know, your coconut oils, your black seed oils, you know, these things are going to be amazing for your health. And those are the things that we do want to consume. Another point, too, is, you know, I noticed I was looking at an elderberry gummy recently. And I can't remember the brand. It's probably for the best. But I was looking at it, at the capsule, and I thought, how much sugar is in this? And I saw it had 84 grams of sugar in the container. And I just thought to myself, wow, you know, that's kind of sad. Because if you're getting your elderberry is good for you, but if you lace it with sugar, then you've lost the good effects. So we're trying to preserve that for people. And there's a lot of things that you could take out there. You know, I know quercetin is popular, vitamin D, vitamin C. These are all good things, but we highly believe that the big guns that you're going to want to have, you know, your primary, weapon for battle is really the oregano and the black seed, because it is powerful beyond belief. It's just a scale above. We sell elderberry, we sell vitamin D, we sell vitamin C, but when we talk to somebody who's really in a tough shape, we're always going to go there. We're always going to go to the oregano black seed. So we can't stress that enough for people to find ways, even for children. We're trying to create ways that everyone can have the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, can you help us understand the difference between P73 oregano versus other oreganos out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing is how it's derived. You know, when at the end of the day, you know, oregano can come from a greenhouse. You know, it is 2021. There's a lot of modern farming practices going on. Oregano these days, there's over 60 different species of oregano, so we have to make sure we're using the correct ones. And if they are, they're using the Mediterranean species. You know, sometimes these seeds are brought over to United States, and companies will just have their own personal farms, like with soil, with a greenhouse. And sometimes pesticides are used, sometimes they're cloned, sometimes they're supposed to be steam extracted, steam distilled. That's how we all make the oregano oil. But sometimes they double and triple to steam it, so it's more processed than just a single distillation,
right,
like what we do. And then it's a big deal where it comes from. So the difference is when you get the profile is totally different. So when you, what we're doing is we're bypassing the farm. We don't even have a farm operation. We're bypassing soil. It's not growing on the soil. In fact, it's growing in its natural native environment as it was found for thousands of years in the Mediterranean mountains at high elevations between 6 and 12,000 feet, actually growing on rock, no farming happening, just thriving out of the rock in these really challenging environments. And that challenging native environment is exactly what the oregano plant actually requires in order to create this massive profile. One of the active compounds of oregano is called carvacrol.
Right.
Some of you may have heard of it. Some of you this might be your first time hearing about it, but carvacrol is responsible for the majority of the benefits of oregano for our immune system, digestion, respiratory, and more. And the carvacrol is more pronounced when it has this oxygen-deprived, high-altitude elevation in the mountains. And then also the raw material itself, like what we use in our Orega Max product, where we just take the herb and grind it into a powder. You get more vitamin K, you get more antioxidants, you get more trace minerals because it's coming off of these rich rocks that have never seen glaciers before. And so just the whole, from top to bottom, the whole profile is completely different. You get a better result. Some of you may be familiar if I give you an example between like wild blueberries and store-bought, or if I give you an example between wild-caught salmon and your farm raised. And we can continue to go on with that, but that just kind of gives you a snapshot of, it's really important of where is it born? Where is it growing? How was it raised? Much like us, much like humans, you know, it's environment. How was it raised that determines, you know, how it grows up. And we find a difference that way. So we could do it the easy way, but we decided to go with these extra lengths because we know that it yields those results.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mr. Stephen Harkins, Director of Business Flow of North American Herb and Spice. Important episode. We're talking about children's Maltese, gummy versions. The same thing for adults in the Orego gummies or the Orega-O gummies. And then we also have that brand new product for children, which is the Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears. Say that one fast 10 times. The Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears by North American Herb and Spice. Important episode. And Stephen, thank you for giving us that background at the beginning of why this company is separate or different, does things differently than other supplement companies out there. And then we also even discussed the carvacrol, that chief active ingredient in the oregano, which is incredibly versatile. You and I have discussed this in past episodes on how oregano, when most people hear it, they think immune system, which is true. It's an antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasite. So any kind of infection that carvacrol can really help. But it's good for so many other things as well, like anxiety, depression, inflammation, protects the heart and the arteries. This is a perfect segue into the Orega Biotic product, which I don't recall discussing this in quite some time, maybe ever, here on Healthy Habit Radio. Let's talk about Orega Biotic, Stephen.
Yeah, it's actually a really important product for specifically for the digestion system. That's how we formulated it, because when you have a digestion offset or disturbance happening, you know, and you have, let's say, you know, and usually this is caused by not eating the correct things, and then you may see somebody like Dr. Dehan or Dr. Aaron, and they start putting you on a better diet. In combination with that, they may ask you to take certain supplements that will help kind of speed up your new you. And the interesting thing is, of course, when somebody is in that state, they're dealing with things like inflammation of the intestinal tract. They're dealing with probably issues with their liver, their gallbladder. Perhaps their gallbladder is not producing the bile that needs to happen to break down food. A number of things can be going on. In fact, you could have parasites hanging out. And we don't like to think about that, but something like 1 in 4 Americans, and that's being probably on the modest side, could have a parasite, and you might not even realize it. That's what might be where the brain fog is coming in, and the low energy, and the insomnia at night, and things like that. And also, you could have, you know, bacteria. You can have an issue with your gut biome and things like that. So, what we have done is we put a formula together that gives you the benefits of the oregano for the digestive system, along with bay leaf and black seed oil. And then we encapsulated this in a beeswax. Why beeswax? Well, that gives us a slow release. So normally, if you just consume, let's say, the normal oregano P73 soft gels from us, it would enter into your stomach, and it would actually release because the oregano oil is kind of volatile on its own, and then it comes in contact with stomach acid. So what we've done is we've allowed the capsule to last longer with the beeswax. It will actually pass through the upper intestines and continue on, even through the stomach acid, into the lower intestine, which is where a lot of the issues can reside. And so now the black seed, the bay leaf, the oregano is being released right where the action is, right where the problem areas are, to work on that, to support a healthy inflammation response, and to clean things up. And to help stimulate bile and kind of get things going down there.
Okay, and if you're just tuning in, we're discussing oregano biotic, again, North American herb spice. We do have about 2 minutes or so in this first segment with Mr. Harkins. But folks, don't go away, because we're talking with Stephen for another half hour after this. We're just getting warmed up. This is only the halftime break. Oregano biotic is the only maximum strength multiple spice blend conveniently placed in a natural gradual release vegetable capsule. The gradual release is achieved via natural beeswax coating, as Stephen was just mentioning, as opposed to the petroleum-based enteric coating most capsule or supplement companies or pharmaceuticals will use. So stay tuned for that. That was a great introduction into oregano biotic. Before we head into that second segment, Stephen, what do you want to leave our listeners with here in about 30 or 45 seconds?
Well, I think the emphasis is always quality with us. Right. And so you're going to hear some comparisons to how we do it versus other people do it. And we hope you'll choose us. Because when it comes to what you put in your body, you want to spend an extra few dollars on yourself. Make sure you're getting something that doesn't have any kind of residual effects you're not looking for. One, you want it to work. Number two, you don't want it to have any bad effects. And with us, you just have that peace of mind. So we'll be talking about more things to come in the next segment.
Thank you, Stephen. Folks, again, stay tuned. We'll be right back right here on Healthy Habit Radio on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. And just a reminder, we have our winter IV special going on here at Healthy Habit Medical Center. Dr. Aaron, how interesting is this?
Oh, it's
a good deal.
It's pretty big. It's $165. It has lots of vitamin C and zinc and minerals and electrolytes. So definitely call the clinic and find out more.
Well, you're getting $50+ off here on the regular price on this winter IV special. So if you have any questions about that, give our clinic a call or stop on in. Call us at 602-248-0083, 602-248-0083, and that's for Healthy Habit Medical Center. We will be right back after this message.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the second quarter of Healthy Habit Radio on this beautiful Saturday on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. Thanks for joining us here today. We're having a great, important, and informative discussion with Stephen Harkins of North American Herb and Spice, the Director of Business Flow. And take down this number, folks. If you had any questions for Stephen later, you can give him a call there or the team there at 1-847-785-5474. That's 1-847-785-5474. You can even shoot him an email at education@p-73.com. That's education@p-73.com. Stephen Harkins, welcome back to the second quarter. How are we doing?
You know, I'm doing great. And I just want to say congratulations to all the Phoenix Suns fans out there, because I understand they're, might set a franchise record on their streak here.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 17 in a row?
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. If you win one more, you're going to break the franchise record. So congrats to you guys. You're looking good.
Now imagine if we got them on Oregano P73. And, oh, my goodness. That would be just on a whole nother level there.
If anyone knows the Phoenix Suns, send them to education@p-73.com. We'll take care of the team there. Take you guys to the championship.
Absolutely. In that first quarter with Stephen, we covered the Orega-O gummies for adults. We also covered the Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears, which is the brand new gummies for children. Okay. No GMOs or soy or added refined sugars to that product. Then we went and covered the Orega Biotic, which is like an antibiotic herbal version without killing off the good bacteria. That's the benefit of that. Let's talk about, Dr. Aaron, did you want to segue us in?
This is so interesting, because when you're looking at the North American homestead, you know, we have a really big North American urban spice product line at Healthy Habit. So, and I know a lot of people that are listening are probably thinking the same thing as me. There's so many different products, so I think it's important to know about each product, because there's so many that have oregano oil in it. So it's like, how do you know when to use what, right? So that's why we're kind of talking about some of these more unique oregano oil products, right? Like the Orega Biotic, and then like this O2 Orega. So I think it's good to kind of differentiate some of these.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm working on right now with our new hires. It's the first thing we like to teach them, because we do have more oregano-based products than any other company, and so it does require some training, some education, information, because you might there might be an appropriate scenario for one over the other. Like with the Orega Biotic, if you've got some digestion issues, then that's going to be the perfect product for you to go to, and even pair up with the juice of oregano, for example, which is water soluble, penetrates deep down into the fatty tissues of the colon, and then a lot of times we like people to do a probiotic as well. We have one called Health Back. So a lot of times it may actually be a smart pairing of a couple different products together. In the case of digestion, it's definitely the case. So we want people to understand that. And we're going to continue to give you information about our different oregano products, because we're going to be joining you every week to do that. And I know you just mentioned the O2 Rega. Mm-hmm. So if you want to jump into that, we can explain it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive right in.
So the O2 Rega is interesting, and I want people to think of this as like your master elixir. In herbalism, you know, there's the term tonic, and that term is usually used when you've got a combination of herbs or ingredients that actually benefit the entire body. And so what we've done with O2 Rega is just that. We've combined some of the most powerful ingredients from nature that are out there. It's a formula like none other, and a lot of these are wild and raw ingredients. So we've got things like the wild oregano essence. That is the juice of oregano that I was just talking about, that penetrates deep down into the digestion tract, also provides an oxygen-rich response in the body. And how many of us could use more oxygen to the brain and to the respiratory tract, get that extra boost to help us breathe better? Yeah. So that's in the formula. And we've also added the tree resins. Now, this is an interesting area that people, I think, are starting to catch on to, and that's the pine and the spruce trees. You know, these are enormous type of trees that are different than others. And what's interesting is if you're low energy or you're burned out or you've got fatigue going on or, you know, adrenal weakness, hormonal weakness, this is excellent for you. This is give you a little bit of some get up and go, and you don't even need the caffeine to do it. And that's the pine and spruce resins that we've put into this formula, which also benefit the digestion. In fact, this whole anything digestion or inflammation related, this is going to be a good tonic for you. We also have cinnamon oil and cinnamon water extract. Now, if you're struggling with blood sugar, or if you want to work on the immune system further, work on inflammation a little bit further, cinnamon is such a versatile spice, well-tolerated. We only use the best cinnamon. We get ours from Sri Lanka, one of the native areas where you can get the true Ceylon cinnamon. So that's what we've got in here. Also makes it taste pretty good. We've got raw honey, and I know we wanted to talk about that because we love honey, especially when it's done raw. It's done in the wild. The bees are never fed sugar. That's a big point because these days a lot of bees are fed corn syrup. Kind of a dirty secret that's happening in the industry. You don't want to get honey cut with corn syrup. You want to get the true, wild, raw, unfiltered honey as they did it hundreds of years, thousands of years ago. That's what we've got in this formula as well. That's also going to help with your energy, with your liver, with your gut biome. And also we've got the black seed oil in here because black seed helps everything but death, as we constantly hear about. So it makes for a good tonic add-in, and that's going to affect things. Primarily, we like to talk about with black seed, immune, digestion, and heart. And then also there's a detox and inflammation component as well. So black seed is added in here. Wild red raspberry extract. These are the best red raspberries. These are not the hydroponically grown store-bought red raspberries. These are from the wild. And raspberries are excellent for helping with hormone response, kidney response. And then we've got the Yacon syrup in here, pomegranate syrup, which is amazing. The pomegranate, that's going to support everything from your artery health, your heart health, your reproductive health, your brain. And then we've even got coconut oil in here as well. So, that is the lineup, and it's just all in one product. And we recommend people to take 1 ounce or even a teaspoon to 1 ounce per serving. Keep taking that, and you're going to feel a big lift probably in every system of your body. So this is kind of like you're just feeling down. You're feeling down for the count. You don't want to go all the way down. You want to bounce back up, spring back up with this O2 Arega. It's a great master tonic for everyone.
Well, people forget that without oxygen, we wouldn't be able to survive even a couple minutes. And most people are shallow breathers. They're not optimizing their oxygen uptake. And correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, but that's the main point of this product, the O2 Arega, which is designed to help improve oxygen delivery and uptake to all the different cells of our body.
Yes, and it's interesting, you know, you don't have to be a recovering smoker or be, you know, recovering from a respiratory illness to enjoy the benefits of this. If you're a student, if you're an athlete, if you're somebody who's has to do some kind of brain power at work, this is great to take in the morning just as a natural shot before you get going. But yeah, they have done studies to show that the average person is intaking less oxygen today than even 30, 40 years ago. And there's definitely environmental factors that go into that. And sometimes things like anxiety, you know, we're an anxious world today, and that causes you not to breathe right, or you might be focusing on a screen or some kind of technology, and you're just not breathing fully and deeply. So this is amazing for that. You know, take some of this, maybe even do some yoga in the morning and practice your breathing. What I love is right when I take a shot of this, I just feel this cooling sensation in my chest. So I just feel like it's easier to breathe.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about everybody, you know, because you were mentioning you don't have to use this in case Like if you were recovering from a respiratory illness, there's other reasons you can use this, but man, there's a lot of people that are recovering right now from viruses and from, you know, from getting sick. So this would be a really great thing. I see this, you know, like you were saying, to kind of for recovery and for rebuilding, right? And kind of rebuild your strength and your breathing. I think this would be an awesome thing for people to take after they've been sick.
It's a great recovery aid, whether it's a post-workout or it's post-stroke. I mean, we've actually had people, we can't make claims or anything. We don't, we're not doctors, but we've helped people who have had like real strokes and heart attacks and things like that. Very, you know, dangerous kind of scenarios. And obviously, you know, this oxygen is going to be helpful for the brain to get it back in gear. And so, you know, we've done that as well, and we've seen great results. It's one of the things that if we do talk to somebody who's recovering from a lung or a brain issue, we do put them on this, and we have them take an ounce, sometimes even twice a day, or even take a bottle and just sip it. You know, if you're in really bad shape, just sip on that bottle throughout the day. Promise you by the time you get to that, probably before you get to the end of the bottle, you're going to start feeling better. We've it's a master tonic that is like none other. I mean, you're not going to find these ingredients in all in the same place like this.
Well, during this time of year, Stephen, these months really starting in October, going all the way through February, March, is when we get a lot of snowbirds coming to Arizona, Phoenix, and surrounding area. Well, really from all around the world, because the weather here is just phenomenal this time of year. So with that, people come here and they want to go hiking. So if someone's listening to the program here today that's not from here originally, they're in town and they're planning on going on a hike, would this type of product help, the O2 Orega?
Oh, yeah. You going on one of those long hikes and you're not used to that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or even if you just are and you just want to have a little bit of a boost, absolutely. You know, I play a lot of basketball, and that's a lot of running full court back and forth. And I do this or I do the juice of oregano because I want that extra oxygen up front before I'm about to burden my system with a lot of cardio.
Well, I can't wait to take you up on some one versus one there, Stephen. I thought I was going to the NBA, my friend. I used to go to sleep with a basketball. I thought I was going to the league, but.
I've had dreams about dunking, but they seem so real. It must be destiny. I'm still working on that, though. I got to keep jumping.
Yeah. Okay, and let's switch here to the raw clover honey. That's part of the O2 Orega blend here, in addition to the pine, the spruce, the oregano, the cinnamon that you covered, the coconut oil. We do have wild raw clover honey in this product. Is this safe for diabetics, type 1, type 2 diabetics, people with dealing with blood sugar issues? Would honey make that even worse?
No, although I know that can sometimes be a misconception out there. Now, if you are taking the very cheapo, you know, kind of corn syrup commercial honey, then yes, it is a problem. But if you're getting the honey like this, no. In fact, the bees can actually help you. It's actually beneficial for your insulin response. It's helpful for your guts and also your blood sugar. It doesn't spike the blood sugar. You know, not all sugars are created equal. And this is like one of the sugars that has been with us since the beginning of time. You know, it's like saying if you eat a mango, you know, it's going to harm you. Well, mangoes are sweet, but they're wrapped up in fiber, you know, and so the same thing with honey. You know, honey is sweet, but it's wrapped up in all these different nutrients that are found inside honey. So, you know, you're talking about the B vitamins and the antioxidants and some of these aminos and things like that. So, no. And the good thing is this elixir also kind of covers that issue for all of you out there struggling with blood sugar and pancreas and insulin. It's got the oregano, the cinnamon, the black seed and the yacon, and all of those help keep the blood sugars in check. So you've got that backup going on in this formula as well.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up. And that's, I couldn't agree with you anymore on the diabetes honey issue. It's not raw honey that's causing this diabetes and obesity epidemic. I'd put money on that one. There's no possible way that that's, it's the combination now when you're mixing a bunch of sugars and PUFAs or the vegetable oils, seed oils, canola oils and all that. And then they blame the sugar, you know, which is really interesting. Well, in this last segment, Stephen, let's go ahead and switch gears and finish off with hempanol brain detox. And of course, it's wild. It's a wild, raw product. Let's talk about hempanol.
Yeah, so this almost ties in again with the people that we saw that it had strokes and things like that in their brain. And why would we detox the brain? You know, we're normally detoxing the liver and the colon and things like that and the kidneys. Well, yeah, yeah, believe it or not, you can get things that can enter into your blood-brain barrier. In fact, you know, recently they've linked things like there's a theory out there that is pretty strong with aluminum being linked to Alzheimer's. As aluminum can get into your brain, and over time, you know, you can maybe develop some kind of illness from that. So, yeah, heavy metals is a problem. You know, if you're taking a pharmaceutical medication for many years, you know, sometimes some of those extra chemical additives in there can cause some toxicity over time. If you are, let's say you just had a bad diet and you had a lot of food additives. Let's say you, you know, in your younger years, you drank a lot. You drink a lot of alcohol, things like that, which can poison the brain over time. So there's a lot of reasons why we could all use a brain detox to clean up our nervous system, help us function more. Because, you know, the brain, we think about it as the mind, but it is a physical structure that needs to be nourished. And what we've got going on here with this is the combination of wild berries, the hemp, raw, full-spectrum hemp, and then we've also got spice oils. Now, the berries are the brain berry, which is going to be the blackberry. It actually looks like a brain. And then also the crowberry. Crowberry is kind of an interesting one. So starting with blackberry, we use wild blackberry. And it's very important to distinguish the difference because they've done studies with commercial store-bought blackberries for brain benefits, and they've done the same studies with wild. And they found that some of the store-bought didn't show any difference in the brain. Yeah. And yet the wild berries actually showed neuroprotective attributes. So this isn't just something that you're trying to detox. This could also be a proactive protection for your brains. Now, the berries also show support of a healthy neuron response. Now, neurons is what you need to communicate between nerve pathways and help form healthy nerve pathways. And also, if you're struggling with addiction, cravings, remember, it doesn't have to be drugs. Addictions can be just about anything that's unhealthy, that you're craving and having a hard time resisting. And something like hemp added to that. Hemp, oh my goodness. I mean, when it's done the right way, and I have to preface with that because a lot of hemp extracts are heated. There's petrochemical residues. You guys just don't know. I mean, it's a reason why hemp is being, CBD is being sold in the gas stations because it's a lot of it has gas solvents, petrochemical solvents in it. We don't do that. We give you 400 plus ingredients, all from hemp. And so you're getting the full effect of hemp. You're activating the cannabinoid receptors in the brain, and you're stimulating that chemical messaging system to into a balance, into a homeostasis, as things should be. So you're waking up the nervous system in a good way, and you're also supporting healthy protection of the brain with the hemp and with the berries. Crowberries have been traditionally used by the Inuit Indians and the Arctic Indians up there to support issues with paralysis and motor loss of motor control, motor function. And so that's the traditional use up there. So, you know, that bears some implications for those who are struggling with motor control. You know, you think about those different conditions out there where people have that going on. And hemp has already been indicated with that. So we thought it would be smart to put hemp and the berries together, give you 2,000 milligrams of the full spectrum extract, which also contains the CBD, and then we just preserve it with the spice oil. So it's great for the whole body. It's going to cleanse your kidneys as well. But the big thing is, yeah, if you've got brain inflammation, if you've got some brain fog going on, if you want to detox, if you want to proactively protect your nervous system, this is the one for you. 1 tablespoon to 1 ounce per serving, depending on what's going on with you. That's what we recommend.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and just as a nice recap, and I do have some patients on this product, you know, a lot of people are dealing with some sort of either, you know, post-stroke or maybe Alzheimer's runs in their family or maybe some dementia or something, right? So this could be something that, you know, is worth trying and trying to, you know, to help really feed that brain, the blood system in our brain and the nervous system and try to help repair some of those nerves. This is a great product. I do have a lot of people that love this brain detox.
And do your patients take it daily, multiple times a day?
You know, it depends on the severity of the case I'm working with. So I would say at least, you know, once a day, right? But I have done more often depending upon the severity.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, we break it down into 3 tiers usually over here to make it easy for people to understand. So there's your person who's generally healthy, just trying to be proactive, might take a teaspoon a day or every other day. Then you've got your person who's there's something going on. You know, they're experiencing some issues with the brain. Then that might be a little bit more moderate, where they might take, you know, up to 1 ounce a day or every other day. And then, of course, you got your severes out there, you know, your post-strokes and those kind of things happening. And for that, you know, they might do 1 ounce every day or even up to 2 ounces a day for, you know, especially up front, you know, early on to try to help build things back up where they need to be. And I do say as well, and I know you probably agree with me because we've talked about this before, the benefits of turmeric for the brain is amazing. And there's a lot of studies behind this. We recommend that combination of something like Arcana Curemin, which is turmeric and hemp together, alongside something like Hempenol Brain Detox. So if there's a concern, it's always good to be proactive and act quickly.
Right.
Don't wait until something's going on. It's just always more difficult to overcome. Give yourself a fighting chance.
Absolutely. And that's going to take us to the end of our second quarter discussion here with Stephen Harkins of North American Herb and Spice. Thank you for all that you do, Stephen. You bring the enthusiasm, you bring the knowledge, and we always have a great discussion with you.
It's a blessing to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and we just want to see everybody do well and be happy and get healthy.
Absolutely, and until next time, we'll be spreading the word here on the Orega Biotic, the O2 Orega, things like the Hempenol Brain Detox, and the brand new gummies that are about to hit the shelves here at Healthy Habit. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
Yeah. And again, that's education at p-73.com. If you want to shoot them an email, education@p-73.com, or you can give them a call at 1-847-785-5474. That's 1-847-785-5474. Did you want to leave us with any words of wisdom, Dr. Aaron, before we head into the break here?
Yeah, just a nice reminder about our winter IV wellness special that we're doing through December 18th.
December 18th, folks, take advantage of it. And then with everyone that signs up for the winter IV special, you can also enter your name into a raffle. This is a big deal because then if you get selected, you get another IV for free. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that special here, winter IV special. At Healthy Habit Medical Center, what better way to finish off the year than with taking care of your immune system? Finish off strong. I like to say we're in the fourth quarter now of the year. This is when you want to finish off with a bang to set yourself up for a healthy 2022. We will be right back to talk to Natural Factors and then Terry Naturally in the fourth and final quarter. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line. located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. If you missed that first hour, we had a great discussion with Mr. Stephen Harkins of North American, and he should be with us again next Saturday as well. I'm your co-host here of Healthy Habit Radio, Dr. Dayan.
Hello, everybody. I'm your other co-host, Dr. Aaron.
Thank you, folks, for joining us here today. We feel blessed to be able to host the program here and join you all here today in educating the public on health, all things health and wellness. And we have the pleasure of being joined here in the third quarter with Carrie G. Patterson of Natural Factors, folks. You know it's going to be a good one when Carrie's on. She always brings a wealth of knowledge and information to keep us updated with all things health and all things going on there at Natural Factors. Carrie G. Patterson is a practicing herbalist, licensed acupuncturist, and trained home birth midwife. Carrie is a graduate of the National University of Natural Medicine. She serves as national educator for Natural Factors and adjunct professor of health studies at Huntington University of Health Sciences. And sorry, that's herbal studies at Huntington University. Welcome back, Carrie, to Healthy Habit Radio.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we're happy that you're joining us because we're talking all things immunity, Carrie. And this is important, especially now as we finish off 2021. It's not just COVID that people are thinking about, but this is flu season as well. So how important is this topic? Kind of give us a segue into what we'll be discussing here today with you for the next 25 minutes or so.
Yeah, it is. It's going into our normal winter cold and flu season.
Exactly.
And I've met so many people recently that are like, I caught a cold.
Yeah.
This is an odd thing. I didn't expect it. So we do need to just be prepared for everything that's going to come like it would normally be happening.
Mm-hmm. In general, Carrie, what are some things that you like to remind people just to do for themselves? You know, before we talk about what they can take internally, mm-hmm. what are some other things people can do just to help their immune system?
Well, we've talked about all of the immune system before and the many layers of protection that it does offer. But there's a lot of different stresses that can come, that can attack our immune system and weaken it. And one of them is obviously stress. So, you know, looking at ways that we can de-stress our lives. But something that's interesting that I think that is just a really practical, proactive thing that we can do is if we think about our immune system kind of on like a 24-hour cycle running around our body, it needs to rest just like we do. And the ability of our immune system to do its job actually kind of goes down a little bit around 11 p.m. and then it comes back up in the morning. So if we're awake after 11, we're actually have less ability for our immune system to do its job if something comes at us. So I'm like, get yourself in bed. this is the season where we should be resting more anyways.
Yeah, most people stay up too late. I'm guilty of it too. I'm trying to get to bed earlier at a healthier time, like 9 to 10 or 9, 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are dealing with, because when they get home from work, 6 p.m., 5 p.m., it's their only time of day where they can do something for themselves, watch stuff or read stuff. And so people have a difficult time getting to bed early. What impact does that have on the immune system?
Well, like I just said, like literally the immune system kind of goes to sleep too.
There you go.
So, and if we do these things where long over time we are, you know, staying up later and later, we also have to look at all of the other body processes. Like our livers in the middle of the night, that's when it's doing its regenerative work, getting rid of those extra toxins and things in our body, prepping for the next day. And if we're not resting when that process should happen, it's not happening. And, you know, it would be really interesting to do an entire show on how much the liver plays a role in the immune system. So it goes back to this, our entire bodies play a role in our immune system. And so we need to be caring for every aspect of it.
Well, let's dive right into anti-V. One of the classics, one of the the classic natural factors formulas, really, that's been around for years at this point. I know, Dr. Aaron, you took anti-V the other day, right?
Oh, I
took a little dose.
I did.
Let's,
I sure did.
Let's talk about anti-V a little bit here.
Yeah, so this is, I love formulas in general when we're looking at immune formulas, ones that do double duty. So I like where you have one thing that you can take daily to help build up and support our immune system, but also something that you can then switch and start taking more aggressively when you have an acute need, like when you start to feel like something's coming on. So that's definitely something that I love about the anti-V, but I also really like immune formulas in general that can be safely used by the whole family, right? You just want to go into Healthy Habit, grab one bottle off the shelf and be like, great, kids, adults, boom, we're done. Everybody can take it. And that is one of the secrets of the anti-V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like what you were saying there with, because really there's two different needs. There's more of your everyday need, and then there's a time when you are sick and you need to really, you know, maybe change the dose up, change the formula up. So there's, when we think about immune health, a lot of people think about echinacea. So why would someone take, you know, what's different about the anti-V formula, and why wouldn't you just take just plain echinacea?
Yeah, so a key ingredient in the anti-V is echinacea, but what's interesting is there's five different herbs in here, and it's about the precise ratios. But when it comes to echinacea, I like to talk about plants, how they kind of have multiple personalities, like we do. You know, you think about how you shift and change what you're going to talk about or your attitude depending upon what group of friends you're with, right? So you have the friends where you're just like giggling all the time and you're silly, but then you have the friends where you have like, you know, the serious political discussions and things like that. And that's what plants are like. They have multiple different things that they can do. And so when we take an herb just by itself, it might get in your body and go, oh, well, I need to do this, or I need to do this, or maybe I'm supposed to actually be doing this. And that's echinacea. I think there's so many things that it can do. In fact, you know, it can actually help support mood on some level as well. So when we put it in combination with other herbs, what we're going to see is that all of them are like, oh, we're all here to do something for the immune system. Great. Let's do that together. Another thing about echinacea specifically, and why I'm like, I want to make sure I know where my echinacea is coming from, is that there are certain bioactives that we're looking for. And we know that there's like research on how certain properties in a plant may be better suited for the immune system or something like that. And one of them specifically in echinacea is called sesoric acid. And this is an interesting constituent because when we dry the plant, we lose that constituent. It goes away. So you want to look for, if you're taking echinacea for immune support, you want to make sure that you're getting a fresh version of echinacea, and that's the echinacea that is in the anti-V.
Yeah. And so in our field, in the naturopathic world, some people, there's some controversy on how to use echinacea. Do you use it at the first sign of illness? Do you use it after you've already had it for a couple days? Is it preventative? What's your favorite way? Maybe it's a combination of those. And since you're actually teaching herbal,
it is a combination. Yeah.
With your knowledge on herbal studies, teaching people about herbs and botanicals, let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah, it is a combination for me. Okay. I use echinacea preventatively, right? But I also use it aggressively, acutely too.
Yeah.
And it is something that I stay away from it as a single herb. For all of the reasons I just said, like it needs to be in combination. It really wants to be supportive for other plants and help make them shine.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, the anti-V is one that we actually have. I've talked to the researchers that created this formula, and it is something that even with the echinacea in there is safe enough for somebody who has autoimmune, because it's it's the amount that's in there and the combination that is in there. And so I suggest for people who are taking the anti-V more proactively to help support their immune system, everybody, 3 months on, 3 months off is a really great rotation. But, you know, like I've actually been taking anti-V probably every day for the last year, and I'm feeling totally fine with that. You know, and I've been checking things, and so I feel very comfortable with it for my body and myself. But it's a nice one to do about 3 months on, 3 months off rotation. And as I said, like the entire family can be doing that with this formula.
Give us a quick reminder of the other herbs that are in here besides echinacea.
Yeah, so we've got reishi mushroom in there. This is, you know, the mushroom of immortality in Chinese medicine. And we know that mushrooms and reishi specifically have such rich amounts of beta glucans. And they're really, they've been studied for their role in supporting immune health, but also healthy cell growth and turnover. So there's really some interesting research on reishi with natural killer cells and TH1 cells and like all of these things with the immune system and the liver. Another herb that I love in this formula that is kind of a lesser known one, lesser known botanical, is lomatium. So lomatium is actually native to Western North America, so like Cascades, Rocky Mountains, Sierra Nevada area. And the history of this plant is so fascinating. There was the Washoe tribe in the Sierra Nevadas, and this is their kind of emperor herb, which means that they take it for everything. And they actually, nobody in this tribe died during the 1917 global pandemic, which is just shocking because usually, like, First Nations are the first group that die from, you know, viruses and things like that. So no one died, and we have the actual research showing that this is the case. So lomatium is all about supporting the immune and the respiratory system. It helps cleanse out the lungs. It's got a really nice disinfecting nature. And my favorite part about our lomatium is a very unique herb, is that we have an exclusive partnership with one of the indigenous tribes in the Sierra Nevada to wildcraft it for us. So it's this beautiful relationship with this plant. Other plants that we have in here, we have astragalus. And so I'm sure you guys have talked about astragalus on the show before, but this is one that, you know, we talk about astragalus for supporting healthy mood and stress. And, you know, it can be an adaptogen, help the body build back up, but it also has really, really awesome polysaccharides in there that are supportive for immune health, especially when our immune system is stressed by external challenges. And then the last herb that we have in here is licorice. And licorice is such a potent antioxidant, really great for upper respiratory tract health. There's so much coming out on like research on it with stopping the replication of DNA and RNA viruses. It's binding to ACE receptors. Licorice is just one of those herbs that there's a reason it's in every Chinese formula as kind of like the binding herb, is because it does so much. So it's just these five herbs, and they were created specifically in combination with each other. And it is about the different ratios that are in there. And it's just, I think this formula is kind of magical in what it does.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, Carrie, how is this product different than other, you know, immune products out there?
Yeah, so for me, it's the story, right? It's the story, and also the proof is in the pudding in some way. So this formula was created actually by some of the world's leading botanical scientists and universities. So they all collaborated in the early 90s to share research and brainstorm, because what was happening in the early 90s was there was a pretty rapidly growing health crisis in Western Africa. And so they were trying to figure out how to create what we consider to be like a botanical armor formula, right, for the immune system. And anti-Z is what came out of that collaboration. And like I said, proof is in the pudding. We have over 15 years of research and millions of dollars into human clinical trials. And what we want to see is clinical trials in humans, right? Because that means it actually did work.
Right, absolutely.
Yes, and so this is something that there is a lot of data and care behind this formula.
Mm-hmm. So let's differentiate a little bit between when somebody would use, because there's different formulas at Natural Factors between the lung, bronchial, and sinus formula versus something like the anti-V.
Yeah, so when we talk about anti-V, I love to take this, you know, for me, it's such a great preventative. Take it daily. But the nice thing is that you know you can switch it up when you feel like something's attacking you. You can get aggressive with it. I want to let everybody know who's listening that when you start taking it aggressively, do not be afraid to finish that bottle off in about a day or two. Like, that's what you should be doing. You need to be getting a kind of a steady stream of those plants in your body to really go at it. The lung, bronchial, and sinus for me is such an amazing formula because I actually have been taking it daily too. So if you, but I'm experimenting with it for really building up my lungs because I just have I was born with kind of weakened lungs, and so I want to really, really build them up over time. And so this is a formula that you can also be taking every day if you know you're one of those people that just has like a lung or sinus weakness. You're susceptible to head things. You're susceptible to lung things. But it is also one that like we can be taking acutely as well. So it's also a really wonderful synergistic combination of herbs, but these herbs are specifically targeting the sinus and the lungs. So we're getting respiratory support. It also has the really awesome addition of NAC. So what I like about the lung, bronchial, and sinus is when we do take it, it is all about in the moment acute support for, you know, calming down irritated tissue. It breaks up mucus. But on the other hand, like I said, like I'm taking it, it's really great at helping to like increase oxygenation rates. So I've been suggesting it to people like prior to a workout because then they'll get more blood oxygen. Or it is absolutely a thing when I remember when I was down visiting you guys, in person last June and there were the forest fires going on and I was like, this is the formula to take. So if anybody's like, you know, living around pollution or I take the lung, bronchial, sinus when I'm doing home remodeling projects and I know there's going to be probably toxins in the air because it's just really adapted for the lungs.
Yeah, so this is containing that really great NAC formula, and I think we have Dayan back on the mic now. Yeah,
there we go. There the NAC, the bromelain, we have the marshmallow in there, that mullein and wild cherry extract. We do a lot of IVs with the NAC in it, and this one's becoming tougher and tougher to get. You know, they just banned it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Tell us maybe your thoughts on why they would have banned something like NAC, which is actually a pharmaceutical grade supplement in Europe. Tell us about NAC a little bit more.
Yeah, so NAC is a critical antioxidant, and what it's doing is it helps to facilitate glutathione production. And glutathione is, you know, our master antioxidant, I guess, is what we would call it, doing so many different things as far as supporting the immune system, liver, kidney health, lung function, inflammatory responses, like everything, right? So there's actually some really, I mean, it's a little, the NAC and Amazon thing is 100% a political thing. So, it's really interesting that, somebody just saw something and made a decision based upon, not a lot of information. And now it's kind of turned into politics. And so, you know, we just have to kind of wait and watch and see what's going to happen because it is potential that this will turn into something where it's only, we can only get it via a prescription, which will be very, very sad. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and it's like, yeah, you can get fish oil via a prescription, but it's like $400 a month. And please come into Healthy Habit to get your fish oil because it's probably better quality and it won't break your bank. But you know, NAC is something that is a similar situation where there's just it's a political thing right now. So we'll have to watch and wait. Yeah. But hopefully, blank minds will prevail. What's the word I'm looking for?
No, I know what you mean. And I do like this formula, Carrie, the lung, bronchial, and sinus health, because you're able to get that NAC with all these different herbs instead of buying separate products, buying a standalone marshmallow tea and then buying the wild cherry bark extract and then separately the NAC. Instead, it's all put together into this formula as well. And the chief ingredient in there is the NAC at 200 milligrams per tablet. So
is another one that the entire family can take, right? It's great for adults and kids.
Right. Yeah, we're nearing towards the end of our segment here, Carrie, about a minute or so to go. What's a good takeaway here? Like we mentioned at the very top when we introduced you, we're now in the normal cold and flu season. So what's a good takeaway here after we've talked about anti-V and this lung bronchial sinus health formula?
When you're in the store, when you're thinking about looking for immune formulas, look for ones that do double duty. Look for ones that you can take daily, but then you can change up how you're taking it when something happens. This is what we want. We want to make sure that we can aggressively take something when we need it, and look for something that the entire family can use, because that's just going to make it so much easier on your pocketbook as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always appreciate having you on, Carrie. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great weekend.
And again, folks, that was Carrie G. Pattison representing Natural Factors. It's always a pleasure to have Carrie on. And we hope that some of these products are now on your radar. You know, Carrie is a practicing herbalist. Okay. So when she speaks about botanicals, it's not just pulling it out of thin air. She's also adjunct professor of herbal studies at Huntington University of Health Sciences, and then, of course, a licensed acupuncturist and home birth midwife, all together with that. So, again, that was Carrie G. Pattison of Natural Factors right here on Healthy Habit Radio on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. Make sure you mark your calendars for the rest of the year here every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we will keep you posted on what's going on in the new year with the schedule and what day to tune in and how long the program will be. But it will be, again, here on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. If you had any questions for Dr. Aaron or myself, you can call the medical center at 602-248-0083. That's 602-248-0083. And if you have any questions for the staff here at Healthy Habit, we do have separate numbers. Give our store a call to make sure we're stocked up with things like hempenol brain detox that we talked about with Steven, or the anti-V, or the lung sinus bronchial formula that we just covered with Carrie. Give our store a call at 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. And where are we located, Aaron?
All right. We're located at 6029 North 7th Street, the corner of Bethany Home and 7th Street.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And we are open 7 days a week, except for Christmas Day, of course, and major holiday days. But 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back to talk with the representative from Terry Naturally, Cheryl Myers.
Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. If you're just tuning in, we have a fantastic discussion lined up for everybody here with Cheryl Myers representing Terry Naturally, part of the Europharma family. And if you missed the first 90 minutes of the program here today, we also talked with Stephen Harkins from North American and Carrie G. Patterson of Natural Factors. So we're excited to dive into this episode here with Cheryl. We have very important topics that we need to discuss here today. And I do want to remind everybody that we are Rixing it up here at Healthy Habit for the rest of the year, December onwards here. Rix Lotion is available with hemp, folks. I don't know if people knew this. Now you can enjoy and share the deep penetrating formula of the original Rix Lotion infused with full spectrum hemp. That means CBD and 0% THC. Try it and treat yourself to another level of the soothing relaxation and rejuvenation of Rix Hemp Lotion. And it is on special for the month of December here at Healthy Habit for 20% off. RIXXLotion.com, Rix Lotion, for an active, healthy, beautiful life. Dr. Aaron, are we ready to welcome back Mrs. Cheryl Myers to Healthy Habit Radio? Welcome back, Cheryl.
It is a delight to be here. I wish I was visiting you in person. I bet your weather is ever so much better than ours.
Yeah, that's it's beautiful time of year here, definitely. I mean, it does get chilly in the morning and at night, but it's like perfect during the day and all that. So, and I do want to remind everyone, if they haven't met you before, Cheryl, you are the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education there at Europharma Incorporated, which is the maker of the Terry Naturally and Euromedica brands. Tell us real quick, what's going to be separating Europharma and Terry Naturally from other supplement providers?
Well, I think the first thing has to do with science. We are a very science-based company, and the founder of our company and current president of our company, Terry Limerant, has been in this industry for many years.
Yeah.
He is well known for innovations and important firsts. He was the first to introduce glucosamine sulfate to the North American market. He introduced the concept of botanical standardization from Europe. Before that, herbs were sold without standardizations. So he's been associated with a lot of important firsts over his long time in this industry. As a result of that, often we get first peek at all kinds of really interesting new and novel ways to help people achieve their health goals with dietary supplements. So there are companies that focus more on advertising or how pretty the box of their product is, and there's companies that are more personality driven, you know, listen to Mary Smith because Mary Smith, you know, knows what she's talking about, so buy this because Mary Smith says so. I just made up Mary Smith. But what we like to do is to talk about products that have been used in actual human clinical trials, peer-reviewed journals, so we know what's going to happen, and we have a good idea to help guide you to products that are going to really make a difference in achieving whatever it is you're trying to achieve, whether it's, you know, helping to reduce stress and anxiety, or whether it's helping to prevent cancer. There's just a whole spectrum of clinically studied interventions, ingredients, and products that can make a real difference in people's lives. And that's what we're devoted to, understanding the science, looking for the things that are absolutely validated, and knowing how they're going to work when you put them in your body. You know, we don't sell tennis shoes, and tennis shoes are important, but, you know, if you buy a cheaper brand of tennis shoes and they wear out pretty quickly or maybe your shoestrings break, it's not that big a deal. But when you are talking about dietary supplements and natural medicines, you put these into your body. They become part of your body. This is where you have to pay a lot of attention, exert a lot of care, and go for the highest quality you possibly can.
Absolutely, and even though Europharma is headquartered there in Wisconsin, Green Bay, a lot of the products are formulated overseas, over in Hungary, and then we have a product from Belgium that we'll be discussing here today, which has some of the best medicine and scientists researching botanicals in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do our own formulations, but we also license established natural medicines from other companies in countries to help bring them into the United States so that people here can enjoy their benefits as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start. So right out of the gates here, let's dive right into Anziocom, because this will set the stage for everything else that we want to discuss. If you can reduce your anxiety and just general stress, nervous tension, restlessness, tends to happen where the dominoes fall into place and the rest of your health seems to get better. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, I love the holiday season, and but you know, regardless of what holidays you celebrate, November, December, January, plus with in many areas of the country you have really negative changes in the weather, reductions in the amount of sunlight, people can start to have some serious impact on their mood. They can get really very stressed. So there are individuals who actually have diagnosable anxiety disorders. You know, anxiety disorders are the number one mental health problem in the United States when you look at the numbers of people diagnosed with anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorder encompasses things like social phobia, other kinds of phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder, even post-traumatic stress disorder, all fall into that spectrum. But for the vast amount of Americans, we also deal with anxiety. It may not be a diagnosable level where we're actually struggling with a condition, but it surely can suck the joy out of our lives or get in the way of our health. If you are stressed, if your adrenal glands are firing like crazy because the in-laws are coming and the turkey's not quite done, or, you know, there's just all kinds of things that start to gang up on us. So you feel like you have perfectionistic tendencies and things are just not perfect, and now you're feeling this dysphoria because everything seems to be getting out of hand. And, you know, if you can rebalance your system, it's going to have a tremendous amount of impact, not just on your joy, your happiness, and your relaxation, but on your physical health, your resistance to illness. If you are under stress, the longer you're under stress, the more vulnerable your body becomes to pathogens like viruses and bacteria, because it depletes the immune system activity because of the stress that you're putting on the body. So it's not just about your mental health. It's also, which I personally think mental health and physical health are the same thing. But it's not just about the emotional response you're having to things that are going on in your world that may be causing you unhappiness, but it's also about taking care of your immune system, taking care of being able to prevent different problems, taking care of even, they've even done studies that have shown that people who have high levels of stress and anxiety have more pain, even when they have the same conditions. And then if you alleviate the stress and the anxiety, the pain gets better as well. So lots and lots of reasons why we want to look at people that are having a strong reaction to whatever's going on in their lives that's causing them stress, to help rein that in and get them feeling more back in control again. And that's why AnxioCalm is such an important product. This is one of those European products I spoke about earlier. This was developed at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences in Budapest, Hungary, where they were looking at over 400 different plant substances to see which ones were the most specific for the CB1 receptors in the brain that have to do with anxiety. Now, when you talk CB1 or CB2, a lot of folks out there will think of CBD and hemp and marijuana, and it is true that hemp and hemp extracts and marijuana also attach to these CB or cannabinoid receptors throughout the body. But there are also other plants that have these types of plant-based cannabinoids, and what they were looking for was which ones had the highest degree of specificity for those switches in our brain that are most associated with anxiety. Mm-hmm. So they wanted a reduction in anxiety, a feeling of calm, a feeling of being in control, reducing those, you know, that butterfly feeling that's so unpleasant when you're kind of triggered and anxious, but without flipping the switches, the CB1 receptor switches in the brain that have to do with increasing appetite, craving carbohydrates, changing judgment, feeling goofy, altering physical sensations, and, you know, those kinds of things that we associate with broad spectrum activation of these receptors in the brain, more associated with, for example, marijuana. So that's the research they were doing, and they found something that was really surprising. They found that the most powerful compound they tested was in, I wish I had a drum roll, echinacea. I mean, who thinks of echinacea with regards to anxiety? You think,
yeah,
echinacea,
absolutely.
Immune system, right?
Yes.
I know. And so what they found is there's a compound in echinacea. It's called an alkamide cluster. And these alkamides are very powerful phytocannabinoids that attach to, as I said, they're very specific. They don't attach to all the CB1 receptors in the brain. They attach to the ones that are most associated with the experience of anxiety. Now, full-spectrum regular echinacea does nothing for your anxiety. It triggers your immune system because you take hundreds of milligrams and there's all kinds of compounds in there. That's not this. They take the alchemies occur in very low amounts, so they have to take them out of the echinacea and concentrate them to get them to a dose that's going to make a huge difference. So they have done a couple of published human clinical trials on this with people that are struggling with generalized anxiety disorder. And what they found is that people feel a difference most generally the first day that they use this product. But the encouraging news is the longer you use it, the better it works. So by day 7, they can see as much as a 2/3 reduction in people's anxiety.
Wow.
And without making you sleepy, without creating dependence, without making you feel goofy or changing your judgment or craving brownies, it does exactly what we want it to do. It helps to rebalance those receptors in the brain that help trigger our feelings of excess stress and anxiety. So
yeah.
A really great product, tiny. It's a tiny little tablet. It's so easy to swallow, and it is used for adults. Take, 1 to 2 tablets twice daily. You can add a third dose if needed. It's even approved for use in children because it is non-habit forming, and it doesn't have any serious adverse effects. So children ages 4 through 12 can drop down to 1 tablet twice daily.
Interesting, mm-hmm. And it just gives another nod to botanical medicine, herbal medicine, how versatile they are. You know, echinacea, with a previous guest that we just spoke with, there was an antiviral formula which has echinacea in it. And now here we are talking about echinacea for anxiety and mental health and restlessness. So it just shows how amazing herbs are when
they
it comes
are.
To being able to wear multiple hats.
Well, one of the questions I'm asked is, will Anxiocalm boost my immune system? No, I'm afraid it won't because it's not full-spectrum echinacea. That's for other kinds of echinacea products. This is that singular group of compounds that are extracted and concentrated.
Okay.
So great for anxiety, really great for attaching to CB1 receptors in the brain, but at the same time, it's not going to protect you so much. So if that's what you're looking for, you need to look at other kinds of herbs that boost immune system function.
And this isn't necessarily getting to the root cause of anxiety, mental health, but instead of reaching for a Xanax, maybe
mm-hmm.
try that Anxiocalm first, right? It's an herbal, no side effect formula that's been used for thousands of years, herbal medicine. So that's just something to consider while you're also trying to work on the root issue.
Right.
That sound right?
You know, and sometimes people do have trouble with anxiety every single day, and that's
mm-hmm.
great. The studies on Anxiocalm were done on people with those kinds of anxiety issues. But you can also use it just as needed. Maybe you're really uncomfortable traveling. Maybe you don't like getting on airplanes. Take one an hour, maybe take two an hour before you get on the plane. You're going to have a much better flight. Maybe you get really worked up if you have to go to a party. I mean, your anxiety levels get really stressed out. Take a couple before you go to a party. I do want to tell people this is a subtle effect. You're just going to notice that you feel better. It's not like taking something that hits you with a pow, you know, like a shot of tequila and all of a sudden you're warm all over and smiling. You know, no, it is not that kind of strong effect. It is a more subtle rebalancing. You're going to just suddenly realize that you're breathing more comfortably. You know, you don't have that, you know, kind of tightness in your body. All of a sudden you're going to realize that your stomach doesn't have the butterflies. You're going to be like, wait a minute. Wow, I'm feeling better.
That's wonderful. Which really is in the long run really what you want. You don't, I mean, the big Pam wow stuff doesn't really help us in the long term anyways. This is a better approach.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, gentle and subtle. So when we're talking about, you know, being less stressed and having less anxiety, how does that impact our sleep?
Oh gosh. Well, you know, when we are under any kind of stress, and I want to redefine stress for folks. Stress is not just having a flat tire or your spouse staying out too late or your boss looking at you cross-eyed. Stress is also environmental stressors and physical health stressors. So if you are too warm or too cold, if you don't have enough to eat, that is a stressor on your body that will trigger a stress response. If you have a viral or bacterial or fungal infection, that is a stressor on your body. If you break your leg, that's a stressor on your body. Those will trigger stress responses of varying degrees and varying types in the body. And so when you trigger a stress response, which our bodies when they're healthy and balanced correctly, deal with stress every single day. But one of the issues that we often see is it interrupts proper sleep cycles. And one of two things happen. Either people cannot get to sleep at night because they have the monkey brain chattering at them, telling them all the horrible things in the universe that could possibly happen, and they can't stop listening. Or they fall asleep just fine because they're exhausted because they've been stressed out all day, but then they pop awake a couple hours later and can't get back to sleep. So it does make sense to help support healthy sleep patterns, because healthy sleep is not just associated with psychological well-being, but also with physical well-being. When you are asleep, when you're in the deepest stages of sleep, that's when you make the vast majority of your body's human growth hormone, which is the tool your body uses for repair, rebuild, and rejuvenation. So if you have, maybe you scratched your skin really badly and you have a big scrape on your knee, or you damaged your shoulder in a bike accident, the time that your body goes into repair mode is when you're in stage four sleep. So if you're not getting adequate deep sleep every night, you slow down the repair process. Not only that, you slow down the rejuvenation process, which can accelerate aging. None of us really wants that. So it's important to get healthy sleep at night. However, prescription drugs generally have a lot of downside. The prescription drugs work for a few days, so in a temporary situation, but if you try to take them ongoing, they can create addiction and dependency. They also have a lot of hangover, and they can also build up in the system and cause problems, and they can trigger bizarre behaviors like sleepwalking, sleep eating, sleep wandering. You know, you've all heard these strange stories in the news. There's over-the-counter sleep aids, but almost every over-the-counter sleep aid, like your Tylenol PM, your acetaminophen BM, Advil PM, anything that has a PM in it, contains a compound called diphenhydramine. Now, most people who heard of diphenhydramine have heard it under its marketing name, which is Benadryl, and it's an allergy drug. Well, people didn't like taking Benadryl for allergies, even though it helped with their allergies, because it made them so gosh darn sleepy, it put them to sleep. So some marketing genius decided, hey, if it's helping people, if it's putting people to sleep, let's start selling it for the side effect. So they started putting this allergy drug in with pain relievers to help people sleep at night. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't realize is that diphenhydramine is in a class of drugs called anticholinergic drugs, and anticholinergic drugs prevent the creation of an important compound in the brain called acetylcholine. And that's necessary for brain function, for learning, for memory retrieval. And what they found is long-term use of anticholinergic drugs dramatically increase your dementia risk. So in a study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, so that's a big journal, they found that 3 years or more of use of these anticholinergic drugs increased your risk of Alzheimer's and other types of dementia by a whopping 54%. Wow. I find that completely unacceptable when there are so many natural compounds that can help people get a good night's sleep. And one of our best sleep formulas is a group of essential oils. I think that you mentioned Belgium a little bit earlier. The essential oil usage in the Benelux countries, they're very careful with cultivation and concentration and have put together four for a really effective sleep formula. So it combines lemon balm, lavender, mandarin, and ravensara in a little soft gel. And I just can't tell you how good this is to help relax and get to sleep. So very often if people are having trouble with sleep, if they're having problems with pervasive thoughts of negative thoughts, I've done this too, I bet you have too. I have raised two boys, let me tell you, when it's midnight and they were supposed to be home at 11 and you're trying to get to sleep, you're not going to go to sleep because you think car accident, you think all these horrible things. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the monkey brain telling you all the bad things that could happen. Well, I would often tell people if they have that every single night, that take two Anxiocom an hour before bed and then take our Terrific Z sleep formula with the essential oils, they are going to sleep like a baby. And the good thing about this is it doesn't knock you out. It's not a sedative. If the baby cries or somebody rings your doorbell, you're going to wake up. I mean, you wake up normally. It's just going to help you stay relaxed and drift into those deeper stages of sleep and wake up without any kind of a hangover.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, I like this formula a lot because it's a soft gel. So are all these, you were talking about essential oils, are all four of these in the essential oil form?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
And You know, it's important to say something about essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
They're ridiculously powerful,
right.
But they're very concentrated, and not all of them are safe for human consumption. So I like it. I like to work with companies that are really careful about concentration and dosage. So, for example, lemon balm. Lemon balm it takes a couple of tons. Metric tons of plant material to make a liter of lemon balm oil. It takes over a ton of lavender to make a liter of lavender oil. So you can see how concentrated it is. So very careful to make sure that these are, that these are the right dosages and the right forms, and absolutely triple tested to make sure it's the right plants as well, to make sure that people get all the benefits. Now, the other thing that a lot of people ask me about is, what about valerian? Valerian is a well-known herb to help people fall asleep and stay asleep. I like valerian. I think, there's some good studies on valerian, but many people are surprised to learn that 15 to 20% of people who use valerian have what they call a paradoxical response, which means valerian revs them up, and then they can't sleep. So most people do just fine, but some people do not. So that's one of the things I love about this formula, is it does not contain valerian. It doesn't contain melatonin, which is a natural sleep aid. So for people that don't tolerate those other forms very well, this is perfect. It's gentle but effective.
Interesting. Wow. Incredibly important information, and it's unique, the formulas here with Terry Naturally. That's why we love Terry Naturally, and again, product of Belgium, but you're using things like mandarin oil and, of course, lavender oil, and you even said the ravintsara leaf oil, which is basically mm-hmm. cinnamon. It's part of the cinnamon family, camphor family. What better place to end it than right there? We talked about the Terrific Z's, and that has four Z's on the product. It says it right on the bottle, Terrific Z's for deep sound sleep. And then we started the show talking with about the Anziocom through Terry Naturally, and that one's a product of Hungary. So they're from different countries there, developed by different researchers. So we just want to thank you for all the valuable information, Cheryl. And what's a good, 10, 20-second take-home here for everyone as we head into the month of December?
Well, be careful about quality. What we're seeing, unfortunately, with problems with supply chain is there more and more adulteration in the market.
Yeah.
So work with a quality health food store that's already doing the screening for you. They're already picking out the best of the best so they can match the right person to the right product. And also, there are effective products out there for almost any issue that you may be struggling with. It never hurts to go in and investigate and see if there's not something natural that perhaps has some great studies on it that might help specifically the problem you're dealing with.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much, Cheryl, and until next time.
You bet. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, folks.
Likewise. Again, that was Cheryl Myers representing Terry Naturally of the Europharma supplement family. They're really unique products, and we have everything you need right here at Healthy Habit Health Foods. Again, give our store a call before you make the drive in if you're coming from a little bit ways out. 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Give us a call and ask if we have everything in stock, and come talk to Stan the Demo Man. He's up front and he has the goods. He's giving out samples of the Rixx RIXX lotion that's on special here, 20% off. So make sure you ask Stan for a sample there, especially for the new flavors that just came out here this year with the bergamot, the sandalwood, the lavender. Come talk to Stan the Demo Man as well. Ask him about the free book offer and check with Stan if it still stands for all the readers out there. And that brings us to the end. Thank you, folks, for listening to our program. Keep those habits healthy, and we will see you next Saturday right here on 1100 KFNX.
Thank you for joining the Healthy Habit Radio Show, Arizona's original wellness talk radio. Sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We explore the latest technologies in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Everyone from local health practitioners to international supplement providers share their knowledge. Remember, all information talked about on the Healthy Habit Radio Show is subject to your doctor's approval. Always consult a physician for all your personal health concerns.